I always love my time with the good folks from the Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh. Such respect for what they do, especially this incredible woman who I am actually talking to in person for the first time in a long time, Susan Rauscher, Executive Director, and Christopher Scaletti, their board president. Hope from home, it is so nice to see you. Good evening, and thank you for all the good work you all do. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So why don't you introduce this special guest personally? We'll let him get in here, then we'll get going and talking about why the need never ends, and all of you can help and continue to help, please. And we're going to tell you about the latest, and this is an incredible thing that is Hope from Home. So please introduce our guest.
Absolutely. Thrilled to introduce our new board president, Christopher Scaletti, and he's coming on board at just the right time for his energy, his enthusiasm and faith. He's just guiding us and leading us during this time of great challenge, which we all know is here. So Christopher Scaletti is with us, and he is our new board president, 5 months into it?
5 months into it. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Rob. It's great to be here.
So what do you do in the real world?
I'm a financial advisor in the real world, but I say that this is now almost my primary job in this leadership role, and I could not be more blessed and more fortunate. This organization, Rob, as you know, is just spectacular in what they do, and the needs that they meet are just amazing to see. The staff, we had a board retreat just a few weeks ago, and they are so invested in helping those around the community and making the six counties that we serve a better place to live.
I'm going to tie this into Hope from Home with Susan and you, and we're going to get rolling. But I have to ask, young man, handsome, full of life, got some brain cells going. What made you decide to step in and get involved with Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh, Chris?
Well, I actually started, Rob, about seven, eight years ago, and just didn't feel like I was making enough of a difference and wanted to see how I could help out in the community. I ended up volunteering at our warming center, our warming station, where we fellowship with guys off the street, you know, give them a cup of coffee, talk to them during the freezing temperatures that we go through here in the winter, and just fell in love with the organization, wanted to find out more. Susan said, hey, I have an idea. Why don't you join us? And here we are 8 years later.
Yeah, I know. She's kind of like a coach. She's like Newt Rockne. It's hard to say. It's hard to say no to Susan Rauscher. Susan, let's talk about Hope from Home and what this campaign is all about, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hope from Home is actually the extension of our Bishop's Dinner. So we went virtual when the pandemic hit, and people have just been incredible. They have stepped up in a big way. This is our third year having to do this as a virtual event, and it is the money that drives our ability to do things that are outside of normal funding contracts, those kind of things. It gives us the ability to be flexible, to find solutions where other people struggle with phone call after phone call after phone call, people saying, sorry, we can't help. Sorry, we can't do that. Our teams at Catholic Charity are just amazing. I work with the best people, and they'll turn every stone over they possibly can to find a solution. And the money that people give us makes all that difference.
Chris, talk about the team effort and the team approach. And by the way, ccpgh.org/hope, everything you need to know and what you can do. But this month-long campaign, what you have seen in the few months that you've been president as far as the team.
Absolutely, Rob. And I think the primary focal point is the caseworkers and the case managers. We treat everyone first and foremost with human dignity and respect those that we serve. And, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions is who we serve. Over 80% of those that we serve are not Catholic. And, you know, we've been doing this for over 100 years. Anyone who comes in the door, it's wide open, and they are treated as part of the Catholic Charities family. And I think the biggest thing is while we meet, you know, basic needs and help provide food and clothing and shelter and all those critical needs, we use that as a stepping stone to get people to a better place. And whatever that success is what the team at Catholic Charities is trying to do. And every person is different, but they are committed. It's amazing to see the energy and the passion they have for every single person that walks in our doors.
President of Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh, he is Christopher Scaletti, and she is the executive director, Susan Rauscher. So talk about this basic question. Tell me about the basic question. Go ahead.
So I think the basic question, the thing that drives us is, how do we get people more stable? Mm-hmm. You know, when we're looking at the highest inflation rate we've seen in years, people coming off a pandemic, how do we get people beyond panic, anxiety, and the issues that are chasing them? And the reality of trying to get to that place of stability, right? Whatever that looks like. So it's individualized for every person. Christopher mentioned our board retreat. We had one of our caseworkers from one of our county offices came and spoke to everybody at the board retreat. She's a former client. She was with us in a homeless capacity. She on and off our client for about 4 years, finally came in, was ready to do the work that she needed to do to get to the place to be stable. She just graduated.
How good does that make you feel?
Absolutely fabulous.
Oh, that's great.
She is one of our caseworkers doing amazing work. When I sent out my email to staff to help with the strategic plan, my first response back was from her. Super engaged. Her clients love her. She has lived the journey, and now she's able to create that journey for the people who are coming in and sitting down in her office.
She got her first car too, right? I believe.
She did just get her first car, yep.
So, you know, I thought about you the other day when I first started talking about baby formula shortage, and I said Susan Roucher is probably climbing the walls right now. Did you ever think that we would live in a nation that the average, just everyday mom and dad, and I was one of them, many nights late going into a Kmart because we need formula and not being able to find formula? How frightening that must have been.
It was. And I have to say, we had email trails all over the place with all of our pregnancy and parenting support teams going, okay, we need to talk to pediatricians. We need to know if the banks work. We need to know if they can use other formulas. We need to become just a wealth of information. Then we need to find out where it is and try to get our clients connected to as much formula as we can.
All right, we're going to talk about this is the biggest annual fundraiser. Christopher Scaletti, the president, executive director, Susan Roucher, Pittsburgh Works, and of course, this is Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh. Our topic of conversation, more of Rob Pratt Tuesday night, continues on KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Please stay with us. All right, back with Christopher Scaletti. He, of course, the president of Pittsburgh Catholic Charities, and my dear friend Susan Roucher, who's the executive director. And before we get to why this is the biggest fundraiser, I just want to kind of drive home the message. Please help. Step up. Continue to help. Tell your neighbors to help. Best thing you can do, ccpgh.org/hope, ccpgh.org/hope. I was telling Chris and Susan during the break, we're talking about people that have never dealt with financial issues in their entire life. Or out of work, unable to pay the rent, months behind on their mortgage, wondering if they're going to be able to keep their home. So, Chris, this is why this is a big event always, but this year even more so, because there are people that have never faced these issues before. And psychologically, when they're telling you they're going to turn your heat off, your electric off, and you've got babies in your house and mouths to feed, it can get very scary, but very scary at times.
Yeah, absolutely, Robin. You know, before the break, you mentioned going into the grocery store during the pandemic and not having, you know, the supplies available that you need. Imagine our clients going into the store and seeing those supplies, but not able to afford it because of inflation, because of their decisions of whether or not they're going to pay for the rent or, you know, the baby formula that they need. And so this Hope from Home is critical this year. We have a really big target at $625,000. Part of that is because we provide over $1 million of direct assistance every single year. So this is our big fundraiser to get to that point. Dan and Shelley Honorato are our chairs of our committee and have done a fantastic job. And we are close to our goal, and we are asking our listeners if they can provide anything. It would be extremely appreciated and going to a great cause as always.
North Catholic kid, so I guess it makes sense. Mr. Honorato and his lovely bride, good friends. Okay, let's talk about the support services and programs. Allegheny, Susan, Beaver, Butler, Green, Lawrence, Washington counties. Go ahead.
So those counties deal with whatever's coming through the door at them. So we really, unlike most nonprofits who have a sole focus, right? So the food bank feeds people. Those kind of things. We just handle a plethora of things, and it just depends on what's walking through the door. So the client in the door could be looking for pregnancy and parenting support. The next client in could be a senior who needs help with just getting food on the table or whatever might come down the road. I just was sharing with Christopher, I was finishing up at work today before coming here, and my former executive assistant who got promoted into casework. She was on the phone handling a call, and a neighbor had called in very worried about her elderly neighbor who is now just widowed. He's very depressed, diabetic. He stopped eating. Severe hearing loss. So he couldn't hear the door. Oh. So he missed Meals on Wheels whenever they came. So they stopped coming thinking that there was a mix up there. So I heard her on the phone chatting with him, trying to make a connection. So he'd talk to both one of our counselors and one of our caseworkers. It's that ability to be able to have those conversations, but it's, you know, 25,000 times a year, you know, and 400,000 acts of service.
This is just my opinion, Christopher and Susan. Isn't it amazing? You think about the depression in our parents. Nobody really went hungry because neighbors helped neighbors. They just walked across it, have a little extra meat and potatoes. Here it is. And now we live in a world of technology where, let's face it, you have the government helping you out. Those that need health care, you can get it. And it seems as though we've become hermetically sealed in our own homes, more so because of the pandemic, to where many people, and I've been talking about this recently, don't even know who their neighbors are. So sometimes you got to open your eyes and your ears and just reach out a little bit. And the great way to do it, if you don't know where to start, is by getting a hold of Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh. Right, Chris?
Absolutely, Rob. And I can't tell you the amount of times we have listened to our clients, those that we have served. They've actually said, I would be dead without Catholic Charities. And it is a beautiful story to realize how much good is being done in this community. And then in turn, once they do get to a better place, the willingness to share that love and to continue to increase it throughout those that they are connected with. It's a beautiful thing when you see it unfold the way it has over these past many years under Susan's leadership.
All right, again, ccpgh.org/hope. What else can they do to step up? And we're going to get into all of the different things that you look for and you need, but how can the listener right now listening in real time help you out, Susan?
So I think we're looking for everything from that somebody being able to write a check who's got that, but somebody else who might be able to give us a pack of diapers. We go through diapers like crazy. We're actually in the middle of a diaper drive coming up on Father's Day, between Mother's Day and Father's Day, trying to pull in 100,000 diapers just because we give away so many diapers. People who are willing to give some time and help us with their volunteer hours. Any of that fits in well. Here's the great thing about doing this in Pittsburgh. The people of Pittsburgh want to make sure that everybody's okay in Pittsburgh. They just do. And I talk to my counterparts in other parts of the country, and they don't have that knowledge that we can ask and people will respond, and they'll respond as generously as they're able, which is just, I mean, that's a beautiful thing about doing this in Pittsburgh.
Listen, I haven't done everything right for sure. And my heart is on my sleeve, and my radio audience probably knows me as well as my own biological family. But the best years of my life were changing diapers, carrying the diaper bag, visiting my mother. You know, the 2 o'clock feedings in that room, in that rocker, with the stars on the ceiling of the nursery, and just realizing how blessed I was to have this child. And what really makes me love what you do, I think to myself, how great it would have been to have Catholic Charities if I would have needed them. Mm-hmm. But here's the question before we talk about how many you served last year, which was 25,000, and get to that. How difficult is it for people to get beyond their ego to make that call? Because I got to tell you, it would be tough for me, Susan, if I was always the breadwinner and all of a sudden I had to go elsewhere to find a way to feed the family. How tough is that for people?
It's really difficult. Making that phone call, being able to just dial the number and then hold on long enough that you're talking to the person without hanging up. It is, particularly if this is your first time and you don't know how to have that first part of the conversation and explain what situation you're in and how you ended up there, right? And I just think it's really important. We all have periods where we are in need and we need hope. And we all have periods of time when we can be the person who's providing the hope. Being able to connect that is like an honor, right? And I think at its core, being able to be a hope provider for somebody who is scared, anxious, and has no idea how they're going to solve their problem, that's a huge blessing on our end.
Amen. And here's the thing, Christopher, people need to know they're not alone.
They are not alone, Rob, and Susan makes a great point. Everyone is going through something, right? And everyone goes through dark periods, and we want to be there for everyone with open arms to welcome them, to find out where it is that we can help serve initially, but then use that as a relationship. And we want to be there more than just a transaction. It's not something where you walk in the door and you walk out. We want to be a partner along the journey.
Listen, I'll compare it to this. Many years going to church, there were those dark times in my life where I thought the homily was all about me, okay? And then I thought, as I got a little bit more sane and reality kind of came back and things settled down, there were more people like me in church, in those pews, who thought the exact same thing in those dark times. So this is all about giving people light in those dark times. So tell me about last year, 25,000 people.
Yeah, so our normal capacity number is about 20,000 individuals. During the pandemic that year, it was 27,000. Last year, it was 25,000. And the numbers just continue to come in at those kind of numbers. And our teams just have figured out how to increase our capacity and to provide more service, more care, more time. I think about our counseling program. We had to quickly switch to virtual, and that's become a godsend for so many people.
Has it worked out?
Oh, it's worked out beautifully. You talk about a hard call to make for somebody who's struggling for the first time with a mental health issue and trying to get that mental wellness piece we all need. To be able to talk to somebody who can give you a little bit of hope and then connect you virtually if you can't get away because there's kids at home or whatever, it's just been a huge, huge plus. And that number has skyrocketed for us, our counseling number as well.
All right, listen, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the different aspects on how you're helping, and counseling is one of them. But Christopher Scaletti, if you will, the president of Catholic Charities, just kind of give a message to the folks here in the minute before the break on why we would love them to step up and help out.
Yeah, I think the message is hope, Rob. And I think what we do at Catholic Charities and the reason why donors are so excited to give their hard-earned money to this organization is we help to provide those basic needs that we talked about. But then not only are you providing for that with your donation, you're also helping someone to get to a better place. And that is just really important and critical to us. It's making a significant impact and a story in the community.
They welcome any person in distress, regardless of background or story, prioritize immediate need, especially those at risk or harm, work to reframe every urgent need as an intervention and an invitation to partners with them and their long-term stability that they can give you. It is Catholic Charities. We're talking about Hope from Home. We've got Christopher Scaletti here, the president, and Susan Roucher, the executive director, ccpgh.org. We'll be back with more in Shelby Gassesi, minutes away, as our continuous coverage will roll on into the evening with CBS Radio News as well of the tragedy in Texas at that elementary school. 14 students are dead along with a teacher. This is KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. All right, such a joy having these two people here. A young man who happens to be the president of the board. Of course, we're talking Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh. And also, he is Christopher Scaletti, along with Susan Roucher, my dear friend, executive director. Okay, let's get down to what you really need. And again, ccpgh.org/hope. Somebody's going to say, is there a phone number?
Sure, yeah, 412-456-6999.
Give it one more time, please.
412-456-6999.
All right, let's talk about how you guys help and what you have to offer. Either one of you. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, so we have a huge array of things we can do, but everything from free medical and dental care at our free healthcare center to, we talked about the counseling. Pregnancy and parenting support is huge, and then case management, which covers all those things you think about when people are struggling. So help with rent, help with utilities, help with food, the warming station in the winter, just kind of filling in wherever there's a need and for whatever is happening across the board. And, of course, we're in the six counties of the diocese, so from Butler all the way down to Greene.
How many times have you heard people say, and I got to tell you, even tonight, again, I'm saying, I didn't know that. Mm. How many people do you think, Christopher, have no idea that this is what Catholic Charities in Pittsburgh is all about? They see the sign, but they don't know really what's behind the sign.
Well, Rob, I was one of those people 7-8 years ago, and I think that is something that we're struggling and fighting with in terms of our marketing and messaging to get the word out, just in terms of how many people we do serve and the level of services that Catholic Charities provides. Susan mentioned counseling, the free healthcare center. I mean, there's so many incredible programs of this organization and the ability of it to pivot. We were talking during the break. Whenever there's a need that arises, Catholic Charities will turn and face that need, not run away from it, run right towards it, and do their best to create a new program in order to address whatever need that is. And I want to mention one other thing. You asked how can people help, and we certainly appreciate and ask for their donations. I think their donations are twofold. They go to addressing basic needs, but then also getting people to a better place. But we'll take their prayers as well. Our mission is that we are inspired by Jesus' teaching. And while over 80% of those that we serve are not Catholic, certainly now is a time for faith, and we ask their prayers as well.
You know, this is how my mind works, Susan and Christopher. So I'm pumping gas the other night after work, and there's never been a rectory that's got by me, okay? I can spot them a mile away. So I look across Pennsylvania Avenue, Monaca, and I see that light on in that rectory. Mm-hmm. And this is a priest that's handling more than one church. And it's that old saying, we'll leave a light on for you. Mm-hmm. How many nights, and I've done it myself, that you've been able to make that call and you go to that priest, you know, and you have a chance to talk to someone. It's just nice to have the chance to talk to someone, right, Susan? And that's really another thing that you do. Somebody who really is at their wit's end and they don't know who to talk to, they can talk to Catholic Charities.
They can. And it's just one person talking to another person saying, how can we help you? And then if it's something we're not able to do, then we're making sure you get connected to somebody who can do that. And as Christopher mentioned, we're looking for the ways that we can make a difference, right? So we're looking to add those programs that make a huge difference. So instead of taking our counseling program and just dealing with therapy, is there a way we can do this general mental wellness and get to people early in that process and help with anxiety and depression? Can we do some employment preparedness stuff? What is it that people need in order to become stable? And is it something we have the capacity to do? And we have the capacity to do it because we've got incredible people who work for us, people who are willing to walk through the door and trust us, and then people who are willing to make a gift or volunteer or say a prayer in order to allow us to keep moving forward.
So how do you see this thing unfolding with the world that we live in now, Christopher? I got to believe the demand's going to be even greater, and obviously you're going to need more help because people, a lot of them that are downtrodden, as I said earlier, have never experienced this before. And then you have the underlying issue that there have been many people who've been struggling no fault of their own for years. So now you have all of these different aspects of what's happening in the world today. It really is a challenging time for people, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, one of our goals is to put ourselves out of business, right? We want to serve people to such a great degree that not only can we meet their critical needs initially, we can help them to get to a better place. And as Susan mentioned earlier, when you have, their own employees that once were in the position on the other side of the table and now are serving others, that sort of cycle goes completely in a 360-degree way to impact the communities that we live in. And I think right now, with inflation where it is and with all of the needs that continue to be hit coming out of a pandemic, we are just asking for all the support that we can get in whatever way people can give.
And this is my humble opinion, and I know both of you will agree. If you're new to a community and you just need that guiding light once a week, twice a week, join a parish. You know, get involved. You know, those bake sales and hoagie sales, something I've always been proud to promote, those annual fish fries, they really do go a long way. And it's not just about raising funds. It's about raising awareness, and it's about helping each other. Right, Susan?
It is. So this is all about you got to connect, right? There's no way to do any of this and be yourself isolated. So all of those things connect you. There's no better way to feel connected than to be sitting in a pew next to somebody, hearing the word of God and praying and listening for those solutions that come down the pike. And then taking that message and taking it out and spreading hope and spreading help. All of that connectedness is how we get problems solved.
So what do you think this all translates into, Christopher, this hope from home?
I think it translates into a community that feels more connected as a result of the work that Catholic Charities is doing. I think it translates into a feeling of hope, of a light at the end of the tunnel, of we can help our clients, those we serve, to get to a better place, whatever that looks like for each person individually. And I think it's one where those that are starting to learn more about our organization, there's an energy about that, right? We are helping people to get to a better place, and you, by your donations, are facilitating that. And I think it's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story. And it is a happy ending just for one pile of diapers. I mean, that there's joy in that, right? And the recipients are joyful to get it, right, Susan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the key components of our pregnancy and parenting support is a lot of our moms go through a curriculum, right? They pick and choose different things they want to learn about and about how to be a better parent. And as they chase those curriculums and that knowledge, they earn these vouchers. And they get to go and like shop in our little mini baby boutiques, right?
Well, that's pretty cool.
But they can pull up a stroller, or they can grab the clothes that they pick for their kids, or they can pick up, you know, this particular baby monitor or whatever it happens to be. But they earned it. So even though they couldn't write a check to pay for it at a Target, they earned it. So that connects across the board. Here you've got this mom who's learning how to be a better mom. And then you got somebody who said, I'm done having my kids. This baby monitor served me well, but it still works great. I'm going to donate it to Catholic Charities. And then you've got the people who made it possible for us to have the caseworkers there. And then that caseworker. And it all comes together. And it's, you want to talk about a light at the end of the tunnel. That mom is so proud of the work she did to get there.
Listen, we're going to come back one more segment. But the idea of giving those gifts continues. Please make a donation. I would appreciate it. CCPGH.org/hope. CCPGH.org/hope. And that number again is what?
412-456-6999.
I couldn't read my writing, folks. So Susan, once again, bailed me out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Christopher Scaletti is here along with Susan Rauscher. Always an honor to have Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh on the air at KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020. I'm a little selfish when it comes to asking for help with these folks, so I'm just going to say it again. The one thing I want you to remember, if you don't remember anything, even if you can't remember who was the host, meaning me, remember this, ccpgh.org/hope, Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh. They're helping someone in your neighborhood right now. And you guys, Christopher Scaletti, get a lot of help from some incredible sponsors. Let's talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, we really do, Rob, and we want to make a special note to those sponsors tonight. First and foremost is Highmark, which is our presenting sponsor. Also, our gold sponsors, PNC, MSA, the safety company, Jones Day, and the Diocese of Pittsburgh. Without our sponsors, as you know, Rob, just absolutely critical to this mission. Our goal for Hope from Home is $625,000. It runs throughout the course of May. We're $30,000 away from that, so we can see the end of the tunnel. We're super close, and we're asking your donors and anyone who wants to be a part of that to help us achieve that $625,000 goal.
All right. Again, this is a little Q&A section, Susan. Just you and I and Christopher, and we've kind of run through everything as far as our outline is concerned. So what else would you like to talk about?
So this also, this Hope from Home event also gives us the opportunity to recognize some people in the community who do amazing things. So these names are going to resonate with people, but it's our chance to thank them for what they do on behalf of all of us here in southwestern Pennsylvania. So the first, of course, is Esther Bush, who just recently retired from the Urban League. And then we've got Evan Frazier, who's the president and CEO of the Advanced Leadership Institute.
Great names.
Marcia Martin, yep, from Highmark Whole Care. And then, of course, the Mission of Mercy event, which our dentists and our dental program participate in every year. That huge...
Dr. Dan Patuch.
Yes.
We thank you.
Yes. So... we're going to have a chance in early June. The bishop's going to give all of them a thank you award, and we get to do that as Catholic Charities, and we're super, super grateful for them and all they do, but also the opportunity to connect there.
Can I brag on this Mission of Mercy?
Cause, absolutely.
Dr. Patuch, Dr. Zamorella, two very good friends, Pitt Dental School, and every year when this rolls around, and it'll be coming very soon, I get Dr. Patuch a little radio time, some social media time. Christopher, this is truly, and Susan, one of the most amazing things that has ever happened in Pittsburgh. Explain what that's all about.
So Mission of Mercy is a two-day event where anybody who needs dental care and is having trouble accessing it can go and be seen by a dentist.
Right.
We actually are privileged and honored that we get anybody who needs follow-up care at our free healthcare center, our dental program. So we have this very tight connection. But this is all the brainchild of these incredible people who, right, put this together. And I've been at this thing. It is just a mass of dental chairs and resources and people. Talk about connecting people who can give hope with people who need a little hope. When you're talking about dental, I'm a dentophobe, so that hope is a key word there. But this is an amazing program, and a lot of people get seen who otherwise would not get any dental care.
I mean, that's just one of many things. And Christopher, you know, people like yourself volunteering time, what Susan does and others, and who gather this stuff and stack this stuff and inventory all of this stuff. I mean, there's just, it's unlimited the people that really are that bright torch, right?
That's so true, Rob. I mean, this community, and especially this organization, the amount of good that's being done, we invite all of our listeners, you know, Google Catholic Charities of Pittsburgh, find out the programs that we have available. If you need help, find out where we can help you. There's just an endless amount of impact that's being done in this community, and it's fantastic to see. We have a lot of work ahead of us, though, as you know, Rob, and so this Hope from Home is a critical component to get to that place.
The individuals are nice, and that's wonderful, but corporate America is always welcome at Catholic Charities. Let's just talk about, we mentioned some of these sponsors, but if you're someone else out there and your corporate headquarters light burning a little late tonight and you're headed home and you're hearing this, so we'd love them to help out too, right?
Absolutely. So that corporate support is a mainstay of everything that we do. And a lot of our donors have been with us for 20 plus years at the Bishop's Dinner in an amazing way. And that the dollars that come from Hope from Home are dollars that we can use where it's most needed, which is critically important. We appreciate all of our funders and we appreciate our contracts and all of those kind of things. But this gift from Pittsburgh, corporate and individual donations, give us that ability to be that niche, right? To answer those questions where they need to be answered or where somebody else might not be able to.
Think about all the people that have helped out, Christopher and Susan, with the tough economic times. Even if you're corporate America, things have been tough. Yeah. And even if you're used to making a six-figure income, things have been tough. The prices are going up, supply chain issues. But people continue to help out. That's what Pittsburgh, the city of neighborhoods in this region, Christopher, is all about.
Absolutely, Rob. I mean, you think about our free healthcare center. We talked about the dental clinic, but you have physicians that are volunteering their time, you know, to be there to do what they know and love and to help those in need that can't afford those services. And so many people around the community don't even know that that exists. And so that's just one of many different types of programs that Catholic Charities has to help those in need. And it's just like we've said so many times tonight, incredible work being done. I want to thank Susan for her leadership. I want to thank the leadership team at Catholic Charities. The energy there, Rob, is just fantastic. And there is a call to service right now. You can just feel it. I'm so blessed to be part of this organization. It's been one of the best things that have happened to me. So, Susan, thank you for everything you've done as well.
How great are we to have him as our president, right? How fabulous.
Well, this is the thing that really impresses me. You know, I'm 65 now, so I got a few sunrises to go, but it's the other side now, you know. But it's nice to see young people, and I talk about this all the time, and he's a young man, to want to get engaged and to pick up where others have left off. So the good thing is time may be limited for some, but the beginning has just begun for others. Right, Susan?
Absolutely.
Could I have said that any better?
You could not. Okay. That was eloquent.
As it was coming out, I'm like, please don't mess this up, Rob, because this young man has done such a good job.
Well, I'm going to quote you on young man, Rob, because I don't know if I'm there anymore, but I appreciate
it. Listen, speaking of corporate America, and Joe Rocky was on with me before, and he, of course, from PNC.
Yes.
And I wanted to just make this point before we go anywhere. Jim Rohr has meant so much to me in this community. He is one of the shining lights, and he's been an inspiration for me for many years. And I know he's been going through some health issues. And I just want to say, if anybody hears this and they know him, just tell him how much I love him and respect him. And I have nothing but good thoughts for him, and I will keep him in my prayers.
We are all praying for him. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And Dan Honorato's done okay for himself, too, hasn't he?
Oh, Dan has been such a friend to us.
Here's what, one time years ago, I'll tell you a quick story. His lovely bride and him and the family, just very close. He took me through a ride through the north side where he grew up. And I knew, just me and him in the car. Well, he said, get in the car. Let me show you my neighborhood. And I knew that moment that he got it. And it's nice to know he still gets it. And he understands how important Pittsburgh is. And he understands how important this is. Hope from Home, please, we've got the final minute, Mr. Scaletti. Kind of run through everything we need to know. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just want to mention as well, Rob, I listened to the show earlier on the way in. Our hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to everyone in Texas on a horrific day. We just want to make sure that everyone that's listening is aware of all the services, all the programs that are available at Catholic Charities. If you need help, we're here to help. If you feel compelled to donate, your funds are going to not only a great place to meet critical needs, but to help people start to become their own success stories and to get to a better place in their lives. And that's what we're all about at Catholic Charities.
It figures I'd ask him to promote Catholic Charities, and he's doing something else for the greater good. So thank you very much for that. And I'll just tell you that, please, if there's one thing we can all do after this tragic story continues to unfold, return to your faith, hit your knees tonight, say a prayer, spend some time at your place of worship, whether it's church, parish, synagogue, and just remember those who are going through a very challenging time. CCPGH.org/hope. Hope from Home. Please step up and help out. Christopher Scaletti, Susan Rauscher, thank you both.
Thank you, Rob.